fine Pesach Mishnah, hey, Prutios Asura. It is forbidden to have a wagon pulled by two Prutios, as it would be climbed. A Prutia is a mule cut from a donkey and a horse. It's impossible to determine whether the mother is a donkey or the mother is a horse. Now, if both Prutias have a mother that's a donkey, then it would be mutter to have them pull a wagon together. But if one of them has a mother that's a donkey and the other one has a mother that's a horse, it would be forbidden, like we had in the previous mission. And since it's impossible to determine whether the mother is a donkey or a horse, it would be forbidden to have two Prutias pull a wagon. But how Ramach mutter, come from your corner, Ramach is mutter to have two Ramach pull a wagon together. And a Ramach is a mule that the mother is a horse. So therefore you can have two Ramach pulling a wagon. Since both of them have a mother that's a horse, they're considered the same type, and it would not be inclined to have them pull a wagon together. And Adnei Asod is in the category of a Chayah. It's not a behemoth, instead it's a Chayah. There are differences between a behemoth and a Chayah. For example, the Chaylev of a behemoth is also while the Chaylev of a Chayah is mother. Now some say Adnei Asod is a type of ape. And the Rav says it's a very strange creature that looks like a person, and there's a cord attached to the belly button of this Adnei Asodah, and also attached to the ground. And he can't come near this Adnei Asodah, which would destroy any creature that comes near it. The only way to kill it is to shoot an arrow into the cord, cutting off the cord from the ground. And about this Adnei Asodah, the Pasuk says in Iyov, Kim Adnei Asodah Frisecha. So this Adnei Asodah is mentioned. And Eov, it's a very strange type of creature, and it would be in the category of a Chayah. Rabbi Yossi Omer Mitamos Ba'oyo Ka'odam. Rabbi Yossi says that even though it's not a person, it's similar enough to a person that it would be Mitame in a OL, just like a person. As if you have a Kizayas of a mace from a person, that Kizayas of a mace would be Mitame, anything underneath the same roof as a mace. Rabbi Yossi holds this Adnei Asodah, since it's so similar to a person, if you have the kizayas of a mace of Adnei Asodah, it would be metame everything underneath the same roof. Hakupat v'chudat hasnaim chayah. The hedgehog and a weasel that is found in bushes is in the category of a chayah. Chudat hasnaim. Rabbi Yossi Amir Beishami Amir metame kizayas b'masa uke adasha b'mata. Rabbi Yossi said about a chudat hasnaim that Beishami said that it's mitame with the kizayas by carrying. It'd be mitame with a very stringent tumah by carrying it. It'd be mitame the clothes of the person that's carrying it. And it's also mitame the size of an adasha, a lentil, by touching it. And according to Beishami, there's a suffix, we have a doubt, whether a chodas asnav is in the category of a chaya, or if it's in the category of a sheriff. Now, if it's a chaya, it would not be mitame the small size of an adasha, but lentil is only mitame if you have a kizayas. But on the other hand, it would be mitame the masa. If you carry it, it would be mitame a very stringent tumah, it would be mitame your clothes. But if it was a sheriff, it wouldn't be mitame the masa, but it would be mitame with less than a kizayas if it's the size of an adasha of a lentil. And according to Beis Shammai, since we have a suffix, whether it's a chayah or whether it is a sheriff, we have to be machmir the chumras of both. We have to give it the stringency of both the sheriff and the chayas. We give it the stringency of a chayas that is mitame b'masa, and we also give it the stringency of a sheriff that is mitame by touching it, even if it's less than a kizayas, if it's the size of a dasha of a lentil. 7 client parachet, mission of Vav, shor bar, min behema. Rabbi Yossi Aymer min chay, a wild ox is in the category of a behema, while Rabbi Yossi holds it in the category of a chay. Now, what's the difference whether it's a behema or a chaya? The differences are that the chaylev of a chaya is mutter, as opposed to behema, the chaylev is asur. Another difference is that when you shech the chaya, you have to cover the blood. As opposed to behema, when you shech the behema, you do not have to cover the blood. So there's a difference between a behema and a chaya. And according to the Tanna Kamma, a wild ox is the same type of ox that is domesticated. It's just that the ox ran away to the midborn, became wild, but it's the same type as the ox that is found in farms. While Rabbi Yossi holds that a wild ox is a different type than the regular ox that is found in farms, so therefore is considered a chaya, not a behema. Kelev min chaya. A dog is in the category of a chaya. Now, a dog is not a kosher animal. So the two differences between a chaya and a behema that we just mentioned do not apply to a kelev. The Mefarshim says the denaska mina in that which a kelev is a chaya, what's the difference whether it's a chaya or not, since it's not kosher? The difference would be is If you write in a star, you're giving all the chayas in your possession to your friend. And if it's a chaya, the kelev would be included, and it would be given to his friend along with the other chayas. And if it would be a behemoth, it would not be included. Because therefore, the Mishnah teaches us that a kelev is a chaya, and it would be included. Somebody writes a star, giving away all the chayas in his possession to his friend. Rabbi Meir, I'm a min behemoth. Rabbi Meir disagrees. According to Rabbi Meir, a kelev is not a chaya. Instead, it is a behemoth. Chazer min behemoth. A pig is in the category of a behemoth. Arud min chaya. While wild donkey is in the category of a chaya. Hapil bahako min chaya. An elephant and a monkey is in the category of a chaya. And a person is permitted to tie himself up with any type of animal and to draw a wagon together with the animal, or to plow together with the animal, or to lead a wagon together with the animal. And the pasuk which says, "Lotachel b'shor v'chamor," that he should not plow with an ox and donkey together, is only referring to an ox and a donkey, or with any other two different types of animal. But a person together with an ox or a donkey is permitted to plow or to draw a wagon.